The Morning Minute. Convicted Real Housewife of Atlanta star Apollo Nita has to cough up $1.9 million to pay back all those fraudulent checks he dished off. Apollo scammed everybody, and now he has to pay back the $2 million plus serve an 8-year prison sentence. Apollo's probably thinking, what good is it being married to a mortician when she won't even help you fake your own death when times get hard? Also in the state of Georgia, boy-loving Bishop Eddie Long is being sued by 12 former members of his New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. The 12 disgruntled disciples claim that Bishop Long directed them to invest in a company that he knew was some BS. The pissed-off parishioners say that because of Eddie Long, they lost $1 million. That's terrible. But still, the church members should have known better than to invest in a company that makes Bishop Eddie Long toupee headphones. Wendy Williams went hard on Rihanna. Wendy said that all men do is have sex with Rihanna and then take some penicillin. Ooh, that burns. But Rihanna's so fine, a whole lot of brothers are willing to take that shot of penicillin and gargle with it too. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.